This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, right? Lots of things going on. We've got Donald Trump, the Orange Man. The Orange Man now in Great Britain, he's going to be tootling on over to the continent. He's going to go to France. He's going to go to Normandy and make a speech on Thursday. And of course, just a day and a half away, really. Remember, they're like 8 or 9 hours away ahead of us here in California, as we would look at it. So that's going to, depending on what side of the continent you're on there, that's going to play big. He's going to give a great speech, I suspect. One that will rival, in my prediction, one that will rival Ronald Reagan's speech. Point Blanc, right? Remember that great speech? We might play it. I also would recommend that you watch the movie, either Band of Brothers. Those are the series that are out there. I love that series, by the way. Band of Brothers, or also Saving Private Ryan. Give you two really, really, I think, accurate portrayals of what really happened at Normandy. And, of course, through the march, you can pick it up after Saving Private Ryan. You can just go right into Band of Brothers. Gee whiz, they might have planned it that way, huh? Go right into Band of Brothers, and you can check out what's going on there. They use all the same equipment, and so I'm sure. And then there's just been a whole bevy of World War II movies, of course, actually. There's interesting. There's The Longest Day, which I remember seeing when I was a kid in the 60s, early 60s, about what happened at Normandy. Now, imagine that, you know, not even 20 years. I think it was like 18 years after. So 19, yeah, about 18 years when I saw it as a young boy growing up. I was very, younger. Younger than now.
Yes.
And I remember just seeing all that whole thing, thinking, wow. But, it wasn't nearly as descriptive. All the censors back at the time said, we can't show people all the blood and gore. Of course, they didn't have CG. They didn't have all the capability to put something like that together in such a, such a great movie that you saw with Saving Private Ryan, which I thought was a pretty incredible movie. So Saving Private Ryan is one that I recommend that you go and see and watch the whole thing. It really gives, I think, Tom Hanks did a fantastic job with the movie. Vin Diesel, he's in the movie. He kind of dies in a very weird way. Anyway, Clarence Thomas scoffs at retirement rumors. We're going to go down some of the headlines here that we're seeing on Drudge right now very quickly because we want to get you a synopsis. We want to get into other things, of course. Clarence Thomas scoffs at retirement rumors. They're trying to get him to retire, so they're going to lay out the rumors. We saw this one coming. Another story that we're really going to cover in the next hour, bust the trust, Congress probes big tech, regulatory scrutiny. This includes the FANG stocks of Silicon Valley. And they have them displayed quite prominently on the landing page for Drudge. It says Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple bust the trust. So, yeah, that's going to be had. But there's also a double blow in that it looks like the drop in income being garnered from those FANG stocks, which is Facebook, Apple, Amazon, what is it? FANG, NG. So you've got Netflix and Google, the FANG stuff. That money is drying up for the state of California. And for the state of California, which has run out all of the businesses, your middle-class businesses and a lot of industries, now only really has one income stream, and that income stream is from the FANGs. Not a really good idea to overregulate, overtax everything else so you don't have the income to drive yourself. By the way, of course, you're just so far over budget, so precipitous drop in income is happening right now as we speak to those, well, to the state of California. I mean, they got a big boost here, on the 15th, but there's a whole bunch of things about that. It's, Chris Street has written an article. We have that one out there right now on both newcaliforniastate.com and also on Agenda 21 Radio. So I want to kind of get you into the mode of what's going on there. Okay, we have the articles, though, that I think one of the big ones that's going on right now. And that is clearly the article about Julian Assange. And I do want to emphasize that Julian Assange, we don't know if he's alive. I mean, quite frankly, the latest news we got yesterday afternoon is that he was very, very ill and he was in a hospital. And of course, they don't want him to live, obviously. They don't want that guy. We're talking about the Five Eyes in particular. You're talking about Great Britain and, Germany and, Japan. All these countries that have all these intelligence, New Zealand and Australia, all these countries that have intelligence links to us, and we all share all this information, stuff like that, because we trust everybody, has basically turned against Donald Trump. At least they did, before Donald Trump was elected. They're all in on the Obama notion. See, Obama was the globalist pick to be president for 8 years, and of course they forced the issue, and everybody just curled their toes and said, oh, Obama, let's be socialist, and look at the carnage that he's delivered. But these intelligence countries that we've been sharing with weren't really friendly to Donald Trump, and he remembers that now. And of course, it was Julian Assange that was pointing out a lot of the stuff that was going on within in the background by these countries and by our own country. And so they don't want him out. I mean, I know that the whole thing that he was getting all these secrets and so on. People were delivering all this stuff to him. He's a reporter. He had every right to share it if he wanted to. And, I get stuff that comes to me. I don't share it. I'm selective. I know it could be like blockbuster stuff, but I'm going, it's not it. I just make the decision. Yeah, I do. Like freedom of the press. Because I could put stuff out, but I choose not to. That's just the way I roll. Now, when it comes time and it needs to be shared, then I'll bring it out. But for the most part, some of the things that we get are just kind of too hot to handle. And do we want to get ourselves involved with that? That's the other question. We're not backing down from things that we don't want to back down from. No, but you know, you got to pick your enemies, so to speak. But you got to pick out what is going to be the ultimate story that's going to be, you know, important for everybody's good. In other words, no fake news, right? You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that people come up with. Hey, have you heard this and that? And then you get another person. Have you heard? And it's the same thing. And you go, wait a minute. And then you get somebody who's got a different angle on the story. And he's going, I'm glad I held off on that story. Because then a little bit later on, so comes the truth. Okay, CIA created ISIS. This is the allegation. I'm going to get into this in the next segment. But CIA created ISIS, says Julian Assange, as WikiLeaks releases 500,000 U.S. cables. And what about Seth Rich? Seth Rich. So this is what he is saying, Julian Assange. I don't even know if the guy's alive right now, but Julian Assange is saying that WikiLeaks releases 500,000 U.S. cables. Uh-huh. Now, you're sitting here thinking, where has Paul Preston talked about this creation of ISIS business? Huh? Where? Scott Bennett, who listens to the show, I suspect. It's you, Scott. It's all about you. Scott Bennett, the whistleblower, Shell Game, the book. 2015, July 11th. Nevada County, California. Scott speaks at the Liberty Tour, number 3. And outs Obama and Hillary Clinton as the main funders for ISIS. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And sorry, I'm fighting with my microphone here. Okay, confirms Scott Bennett's report. Yep, shell game. Created ISIS, says Julian Assange. That's the CIA. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange today said the CIA, this was yesterday afternoon, said the CIA was responsible for paving the way for ISIS as the whistleblowing organization released more than 500,000 formerly confidential U.S. diplomatic cables dating back to 1979. Now, for most people think of ISIS as some sort of, you know, thing that happened just recently. That's not the case. ISIS was really, and people can go back to the Clinton era and see the talk about ISIS, but it was actually before that. It says, on the sixth, this is as the article goes by John Austin, it says, on the sixth anniversary of the first infamous cable gate by WikiLeaks, when it releases its first batch of sensitive U.S. files on November 28, 2010, it has expanded its public library of U.S. diplomacy with 531,000 new diplomatic cables from 1979. It says, in a statement to coincide with the release of the cables known as Carter Cables 3, Mr. Assange explained how events which unfolded in 1979 had begun a series of events that led to the rise of ISIS. Now, those of you that do not remember, of course, that was the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, right? He said, if any year could be said to be the zero year of our modern era, it is 1979. Mr. Assange said a decision by the CIA, together with Saudi Arabia, to plow billions of dollars into arming the Mujahideen fighters in Afghanistan to tackle the Soviet Union had led to the creation of the terror group Al-Qaeda. This, in turn, he said, led to the 9/11 terror strikes, the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq by the U.S., and the creation of ISIS. How are we biting yet? Speaking about how 1979 shaped current global events, Mr. Assange said, in the Middle East, the Iranian Revolution, the Saudi Islamic, boy, the Iranian Revolution and the Saudi, and the war with Iraq, man, bloodthirsty, man. In the Middle East, the Iranian Revolution, the Saudi Islamic uprising, and the Egypt-Israeli Camp David Accords led not only to the present regional power dynamic, but decisively changed the relationship between oil, militant Islam, and the world. The uprising at Mecca permanently shifted Saudi Arabia towards Wahhabism, leading to the transnational spread of Islamic fundamentalism and the U.S.-Saudi destabilization of Afghanistan. He said at this point, Osama bin Laden left his native Saudi Arabia for Pakistan to support Afghan Mujahideen. He added the invasion of Afghanistan by the USSR would see Saudi Arabia and the CIA push billions of dollars to Mujahideen fighters as part of Operation Cyclone, fomenting the rise of Al-Qaeda and the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union. Now, I don't believe the Soviet Union collapsed because of that. I don't believe that at all. Says UN panel ruled that WikiLeaks founder is unlawfully detained in Ecuador. Okay, here we go. Other events of the year included in the cables are papers on the Irish Republican Army. So a lot of people don't even remember that. Who in 1979 killed Lord Mountbatten, cousin to Britain's Queen Elizabeth, in the Iranian hostage crisis, which saw 66 Americans taken hostage after 3,000 Iranian students raided the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. They were mostly communists, by the way. You can be Islamic and communist. Mr. Assange added, in 1979, it seemed as if the blood would never stop. Dozens of countries saw assassinations, coups, revolts, bombings, political kidnappings, and wars of liberation. The Carter Cables 3 bring WikiLeaks' total published U.S. diplomatic cable collection to 3.3 million documents. Kind of interesting. Everybody's wondering where Mr. Assange is. He's in jail. He's in the hospital. We don't know about. Okay, let me get back into this whole thing about what the importance of all this is for Julian Assange at this point in time, and all these cable leaks that point to, of course, the United States and CIA behind ISIS is the confirmation of what he's already said, which has already been published by Scott Bennett. Shell Game, which is a story we broke back in 2014-15. Other people were breaking it too, don't get me wrong, but it was not being widely publicized at the time. Now, all of a sudden, Scott Bennett, Senator Dick Black, all these things that go along with that are all, and of course, the McCabe, look at the people being investigated by the FBI. He fingers a lot of those people too. And everybody in Washington knows it. Scott Bennett disseminated all this information that he had about all these bad actors years ago when he was in prison on trumped-up stupid charges. Why? Because, hey, if you had all this information and you were the president, do you think you want him on the outside? No. Not going to happen, right? Excuse me. Water. Just not going to happen. But we now have a situation where the world is starting to see it because the onion is being unwrapped. All those skins are being pulled back. We're starting to see things such as this claim by Julian Assange through WikiLeaks. Cables connecting the dots from 1979 all the way to the 90s, all the way to 2010 and 12. And, of course, to President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Connect the dots are happening, ladies and gentlemen. The connect the dot thing is happening. It's not going to stop either. So what we're going to get is we're going to get more of a showdown, much more of a showdown with this whole FBI group. Bill Barr and all of his people are going to come down like a ton of bricks on all these folks. And we're going to start to see, as many people have wanted to see, big-time indictments come down. Now, where are we going with that? That's the other issue. Where are these indictments going to come from? Well, certainly the FBI. Certainly the FBI. And, of course, what's the reaction of the left on all this? See, their FBI that they had, you know, basically in the bag with Obama, their FBI is not in the bag any longer. They're out of the bag, and they're pointing fingers. So what you're going to start to see, in my opinion, as we start to realize that Mueller and other people, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, Mueller has been modified audio tapes in this whole, you know, in Russia investigation, Dowd in particular, you're going to see some people going after Mueller like he's never gone after him before. And all the dots are going to connect there with him around Comey. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Popcorn and soda pop is the order of the day. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wonderful, wonderful stuff going on right now, isn't there? Wonderful, wonderful stuff. What is going on with Bill Barr? Let's do a little look to see what's going on with Bill Barr in the latest, and we'll see what's going on with Mr. Mueller. A lot of people unhappy with Mr. Mueller. Really unhappy with Mr. Mueller. I'm going to tap into this because I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was Mr. Mueller that was responsible, if you will, for, I think it was on Tucker Carlson's show, he was responsible for, this investigation that they're now starting to realize how terribly wrong it went. Mueller's investigation, and how now we're starting to see facts and information come out that in the investigation, while Mueller was, by all appearances, sort of hands-off and letting all these attorneys who hated Donald Trump, 18 attorneys who all hated Donald Trump, conduct this investigation, everybody kind of looked at it like, well, he's kind of hands-off on that. He's not really kind of that way. I mean, he would never have anything to do with anything in terms of modifying evidence and information. And, of course, bummer, we're finding out that that might be the case, that he actually had a hand in in that whole thing. I'm thinking, oh my God, that's a serious allegation. Is that if in fact he had some sort of a hand in changing or altering some of the testimony? And we're finding out really what happened was that, yes, that was the case. Are you kidding me? It was actually the case where it looks like he was actually had a hand in this whole notion of the investigation and certain witnesses in altering some of the audio tapes. Uh-oh. What's that all about? Well, I'll tell you what, that's called evidence tampering. And if you're the guy leading the investigation, then all of a sudden there is a big, big problem, isn't there? A big problem. Let's see. We got the full episode. This was last night. This was Wednesday. Oh, this is May 29th about Mueller. But this was another one that they had. I'm trying to figure out where this whole thing is at. Border crisis. No, we got that one all taken care of. Well, we're going to find that. But anyway, this whole thing started to emanate from, well, everybody basically wanted to get Trump. We all know that. But we did not know the depth by which Mr. Mueller had his own personal hands on things. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem for Mr. Mueller and for others about what was really going on, what was really truly going on with him. It gives you an idea if he's out there trying to tamper with evidence and, of course, not being so friendly, then we have a problem. Now, this is a probe by Mueller wants to see Trump impeached and Dems are likely to oblige. So give you an idea of this is from Tucker Carlson, and this will give you an idea as to how much Mueller. Now, this is the article from a couple of days ago. We're going to bring you the article that we hope we're going to be able to pull it up here in a second. We should be able to explain to you a little bit more precisely what was going on with Mueller and the boys, so to speak, and the girls. But one thing is very, very true, and one thing we know for sure is that Strzok and Page are in really deep bending.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, former Special Counsel Robert Mueller made a rare public appearance, reading from a prepared statement from behind a podium at the Department of Justice. Mueller explained that he will not testify before Congress. Why? Because he's got nothing more to say. It's all in that 300-page report, which you can read online if you feel like it. So why bother giving the speech in the first place? Well, Robert Mueller had a message he wanted to deliver, not a message for you or me or the rest of the audience at home, but a message aimed at a very small group of elected officials in Washington. Years of investigations could not produce a criminal charge against Donald Trump, but, Mueller suggested, Congress could still step in.
The opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing.
A process other than the criminal justice system, end quote. That's how a 74-year-old Anglophile might describe
it. It's not on our end, okay?
It didn't take Democrats long to decode that message. Someone already had impeachment and had been for quite some time. Those who hadn't been got on board immediately. Kamala Harris of California, who's running for president, tweeted this, quote, "What Robert Mueller basically did was return an impeachment referral. Now it is up to Congress to hold this president accountable. We need to start impeachment proceedings. It's our constitutional obligation." Beto O'Rourke, meanwhile, took a break from skateboarding to agree there must be consequences, he wrote. Accountability and justice. The only way to ensure that is to begin impeachment proceedings. And then from their seats on cable news sets across New York City, America's opinion-generating class applauded heartily.
This was vintage Bob Mueller. No questions, no bull.
He speaks in measured but clear tones and style.
That's the man Bob Mueller is. He's precise, he's factual, he's accurate. The man doesn't know the definition of hyperbole.
This was a serious man making a serious point that the framers gave us a way to address a potentially lawless president.
I think a lot of us have been very supportive of Mueller and what he's done. He's worked very hard and done a really good job.
Man, can they suck up when they want to. A man never stands so tall as when he stoops to kiss a butt. That's their motto. It's unbelievable. But you may be slightly confused listening to all this. Democrats are demanding impeachment, and as you just saw, the press strongly agrees with that. They love Robert Mueller. But what would the crime be exactly? What would the charges be in an impeachment proceeding? Would it be Russian collusion, the core charge? Well, as Mueller himself conceded, there's no evidence that ever happened.
The first volume of the report details numerous efforts emanating from Russia to influence the election. This volume includes a discussion of the Trump campaign's response to this activity, as well as our conclusion that there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy.
Insufficient evidence. In other words, there was no crime. That's how it works. The same is true for obstruction. By Mueller's own admission, after 2 years, he and his subordinates were unable to find a criminal act.
The report describes the results and analysis of our obstruction of justice investigation involving the president. If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office.
Well, that's all true. The problem is, what in the world was he doing? What was he doing when he was doing his own investigation? What was he doing? Now,
I wouldn't want my words twisted like
we're
that.
We're going to
considering what you.
We're going to listen to what Dershowitz and Dowd talk about last night. It was on Hannity. And we'll blow through the commercial on this because this is just too. Maybe not. This is just too good. Actually, we'll wait until after the commercial break. What happened is that Dowd, who's one of the attorneys that was protecting the president, gets questioned and recorded. And someone comes along and changes the recording to something completely different. Oops. And who was it? Well, you'll find out. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ethical, legal, and honestly the right thing to do, as you had a joint defense leading up to that point.
Well, I had an obligation as counsel to the president to find out what was going on, and I'm so glad Judge Sullivan ordered the transcript, because we now know the truth. And we also know that this entire report by Mueller is a fraud, and we're going to find more of these things. Isn't it ironic that this man, who kept indicting and prosecuting people for process crimes, committed a false statement in his own report? By taking out half my words, they changed the kai, the tenor, and the contents of that conversation with Robert Kellner. And it's an outrage, and there's probably more of it.
You know, add to this, Professor Dershowitz, that in and of itself is an outrage, because you're literally changing the exact meaning of what the counselor said, number one. Number two, how embarrassing for Mueller last week to say, oh, I couldn't indict on obstruction because of a Department of Justice rule that doesn't allow or questions the ability of him to make a determination as it relates to whether you can or cannot indict a sitting president. And then you look at the team that he put around him with Andrew Weissman and company, all chronicled in Sidney Powell's License to Lie. And, Professor, you care about civil liberty.
So in the last segment, we played for you that conversation, the part of the nine-minute press conference by Mueller. And we ended it with the fact that he said he couldn't find anything to indict, right? Well, he could have, if there was something there, but he said, oh, there just wasn't enough, or, you know, kind of left the door wide open, you know, for the Congress to say, oh, well, you know, not only did we have collusion, we had conspiracies and all this other stuff. Well, of course, that's not the case. And what happened here in the case of John Dowd is he was relaying and under oath to, you know, to give a testimony, or was asked to give testimony, and he did. And what happened was that the Mueller team distorted every concept that he had to try and change the complete meaning so that it would reflect badly on the president. And so what happened is this whole thing started to move through the courts is, wait a minute, Dowd, who himself used a former prosecutor and the personal attorney to the president, said, well, wait a minute. What you're relying upon is information that's been tampered with. There's been, quote, a distortion of the truth here. Well, the judge was smart enough to order a complete transcript. And, of course, he orders a transcript. It's completely wrong from what it's 180 degrees opposite from what Dowd was saying about the whole incident. Mueller had completely modified it so that it reflected badly on the president. One of the reasons why he said, oh, well, we just didn't have enough to recommend an indictment. Really? That's because you changed everything, but the perception was still left that there was wrongdoing and not the case. Let's listen to Dershowitz.
I care about civil liberties. This is every American needs to be concerned in all this.
This is a very, very serious issue. The distortion of the Dowd quote is very serious, especially since, remember, that a report by a special counsel is always going to be one-sided. Therefore, you have to trust it, because the other side doesn't have a chance to look at it and show what's wrong with it the way it would in an adversarial situation. If a lawyer made a representation like that to a court and said, this is the quote, and left out the crucial context, which showed, as John said, that what he discussed was not only absolutely proper, but obligatory for a counsel when you have a joint defense agreement to find out exactly what's likely to be used against your client. This is a
and
very
he said,
serious
but nothing
matter. We have to find that first. Nothing
was,
inappropriate. We have to find
right,
out first
he said that.
Who wrote that paragraph.
Nothing inappropriate. Hello. Nothing inappropriate. Yet Mueller managed to distort it. See, that's the problem. And this is where we're going to get with Mueller. Mueller and other things. Just that Mueller's just one element of all this. And, of course, all the other cast of characters, Strzok and Page and all this other stuff. It's all unraveling. That's the point. Now the Trump team is on full-on assault on the Obama team. The tables have turned. Is the insurrection over? The answer to that is no. It's not over yet. Will it be? Yes. Popcorn, anyone. Serve with your soda. Because we have still yet to see a lot of stuff coming out. The warning is out there. More is going to come, and it's going to come in tidal waves of information. I'm just putting out the warning. I've heard other people saying similar things. But it is absolutely true. The wave of information that's going to come at you is going to overwhelm you. And it's just like a big wave at the beach. The sand will be washed away. And that sand is the Democratic Party. And all these people, like the ones that met in San Francisco over the weekend. Wow, how irrelevant they're going to become so quickly. And that's a fact. They will become absolutely, incredibly irrelevant all the way across the board. Beto, anyone? Right? Beto O'Rourke? Interesting thing about Beto. I just want to put this out there. Beto, this is something. Beto plays to tens. Tens. This is what's happening to these guys. 25 people in the mix, right? Where's Beto today with a skateboard? Being a skateboarder myself, listen to this. The American Mirror. Beto O'Rourke would attend the meeting of an envelope at this point. It says, the crestfallen one-time media darling is now struggling to scrounge up even tens of voters willing to hear him speak. He was in Tulsa, Oklahoma over the weekend to tour flood damage and speak to Democratic activists. Judging by the video his campaign posted, there were about 20 people in the room. I hate it when this happens. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to remind you to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, New California State. Okay, we're going to come back. Chris Street's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about, well, what's going on in Silicon Valley and the tax base of California. The tax base of California, the state of California. And what does that mean for New California? Shocking. And then there's the Oroville Dam. Shocking, shocking, shocking. More shock value from the Oroville Dam. And when are they going to open up the spillway? Are they ever going to open up the spillway this year? I don't know. They might not need to, right? I mean, they open it up once, it works. Or does it? Does it work better after they opened it up or before they never even used it? That is the big question, right? Are the drains plugged? It's kind of like taking a bath in your bathtub and then pulling the plug and nothing drains. But that's okay. We'll just put more water in it. It'll drain over the, well, it'll overtop your tub, right? And of course it will. It doesn't drain. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? What is wrong with the picture? That's what we will be discussing in the next hour. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. Sign up on Sign Up Genius there on the front page. A lot of things going on. We got town halls happening all over the place. We're going to be talking about those and also fairs, all this other stuff. We're coming together as New California like never before. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.